Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Mind and soul. I'm Rabbi Wayne Dossick, inviting you to come on the journey, join in the quest. Spirit Talk Live is our monthly forum for exploring the great questions of existence, for joining in the quest to find meaning and worth in life through intellectual inquiry and sacred spirit. It is a worldwide conversation for spiritual seekers and rational empiricists, for people of all religions and of no religion, of all faiths and of no faith. Because here on Spirit Talk Live, nothing is sacred and everything is sacred. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome to this month's edition of Spirit Talk Live. We're very glad you're here, and we thank you for joining us. We know that you take your time and your energy and your focus to be with us, either live or if you're listening to us from a recording from the archives. And so we're very grateful that you are our listeners here on Spirit Talk Live. So, first let me remind you, as I do each month, of my newest book, Radical Loving, One God, One World, One People. It is published by Monkfish Publishing, one of the great spiritual publishers of our generation, and it is a compelling appraisal of the state of our present-day world, and a bold, visionary, spirit-filled plan for its transformation and evolution through radical loving and awesome holiness, a call to oneness, a promise that Earth can be Eden once again. It's a very, very important book, particularly now with what is going on in our world, in our country, in our cities. It's time for us to see each other through the face of God. And this is the book that will tell you about that and how to do it. And so take a look at it. It's on Amazon, Monkfish Publishing, Radical Loving, One God, One World, One People. And if you want more information, check out the website. It's radicallovingbook.com. Radicallovingbook.com. So, dear friends, today my guest is my most popular and most frequent guest, to say nothing of my life, to being my life companion. My guest is my holy wife, Ellen Kaufman Dossick, who is the world master practitioner and teacher of the psycho-spiritual therapy Soul Memory Discovery, and the channel author of the monthly internet publication, The Cosmic Times. Ellen is a brilliant, brilliant channel, and she's bringing through each month the understanding, at least the beginning of an understanding, of what's going on in our world today. And so she comes to the program here a couple of times a year, usually in June and December, and this being June, here she is, to sort of summarize what's been going on in the last 6 months and give us some direction for the rest of the year. So it is my great pleasure to welcome to Spirit Talk Live my holy wife, Ellen Kaufman Dossick. Ellen, good morning from Spirit Talk Live.
Hello, everybody. It's so good to be here.
So, darling, the world seems to be quite a mess at the moment, doesn't it?
Yes, sure does.
And you try to put it in perspective for us. And so can you give us a little of that perspective? One of the things that's happening, of course, is that people are are not well. People are physically not well. And people are flying off the planet. I mean, every time we turn around, there we hear the death of another friend or companion or colleague or associate or longtime acquaintance. And the pain that brings seems to be so hard. And so what's happening? Why is our Earth at the moment in such great pain? Ellen Kaufman-Duff.
We've talked for many, many years about the need for all the 3D structures, organizations, ways of doing things, institutions, to really begin to fall apart. And it's only in this way that the fifth-dimensional structures and ways of being in the world can begin to emerge. And
now, before you go on, just in case somebody has not listened to us or read your work, what's 3D and 5D, third dimensional, fifth dimensional?
So if you think about the dimensions as being ranges of frequency, then we have a range of frequency that we call third dimension, and we have a range of frequency that's a little bit higher that we call fifth dimension. And this third dimension has been the place in which humankind has lived since what theologians call the fall from grace, the loss of the oneness consciousness, the holiness of the, in quotes, Garden of Eden. And so we've experienced all of our history, really, in the limitation of third dimension. And we call it the limitation of third dimension because in 3D, we have there's a choice to separate, that we are separate, that each of us is separate not only from each other, but from ourselves and from the divine. And separation, then, we can do anything we want, we think, to another, and it bears no consequence for us because we're separate. We know, in a larger way, that this is absolutely not true, that when we hurt another, it is the same as hurting ourselves. That's the reality, and that is the reality that we have separated ourselves from in 3D. A reality that we call oneness consciousness, that is the hallmark of fifth dimension, is actually true. You know, if I hurt you, it's as though I have cut off my right hand, because we're all connected, we're all one. And when we are conscious enough, when we've raised our vibration to the point where we are conscious enough, we feel it. And we know that humankind and all sentient beings and our Earth and all things on it are oneness. There is a matrix of energy that connects all with all, each with each. And we are raising our vibration, and we're raising our consciousness to be aware of that. And so as everything in 3D begins to disintegrate and fall apart, the more conscious we are, the more we feel it, and the more disturbing and painful it becomes temporarily until we can move into oneness consciousness in a full way. So as everything is sort of cracking up Someone told me the other day that it felt like everything was scrambled, and I thought that was a great word. As everything gets scrambled, and the foundations buckle, and the tornadoes and hurricanes and fires come and blow everything apart. In what we have our reality, we get lots of openings. You know, things crack and there's an opening. And those are very frequently exit points. And so for those who are wishing to leave their body or leave the planet, we have those exit points at this point. And so we are seeing a lot of people make the decision to leave their bodies and die to this lifetime. And their souls are eternal, and they will continue. Nonetheless, it's very painful and sad to have to let go of all these physical forms at this time. And that's what's happening. The other thing, of course, is that several other things are all happening at the same time with this.
Before we go on to that, why would somebody's soul, why would somebody, first rational being and then soul, decide to leave?
Because their bodies are done, because they're tired, because they are being called, because they can have a more powerful effect from the other side than from this side. There are more reasons than we could even come up with or make up. You know, the bottom line is that we are not in charge, that the full divine is actually in charge, thank God. And so there are myriad reasons for people to move to the other side. But this cracking up of all the foundations of our reality makes it easier for them to move across if they wish.
Good.
As you know, we are used to in our world understanding that the harder we work and the more we accomplish and the more we're able to produce, the better our lives will be. And so when things begin to fall apart and look so disintegrating as they appear to be at this point, our tendency then is to blame ourselves, to say, oh, this must be happening because I'm not working hard enough. I'm not doing enough. I need to do more. I need to run faster. I need to try harder. And so the other thing that we're seeing at this point is absolute exhaustion and fatigue and tiredness for everyone. As we see the world sort of falling apart in front of us, we hold ourselves responsible for that, and we try harder, and we run faster, and we work more. And I would guess that there's more on each of our plates now than there ever has been in our whole lives, that we are so busy and so overworked and pushing ourselves to such an immense extent. And the harder we work and the faster we run, somehow the behinder we get. And the reason for that is not that we are not enough, but that 3D itself, this world of limitation, has actually never been enough. And so...
Enough for what?
Enough for anything. There haven't been enough resources. There hasn't been enough time. There hasn't been enough energy. There hasn't been enough wisdom. There hasn't been enough love. There hasn't been enough joy. We can go on and on and on. Feature of 3D. And at this point, we see the rise of autocracy and the far right, not just in the United States, but throughout the whole world. What we understand is that when there hasn't been enough and we're scraping the bottom of the barrel and there's nothing left for us in 3D because at the end of it, there just are no more answers left in 3D. Any solutions that we're going to arrive at are not going to be solutions that come out of 3D limitation. They're going to be solutions that are waiting for us to come to in fifth dimensional oneness consciousness. And we're not there quite yet. And so it feels like, oh my gosh, you know, we don't know the answers. We don't know how to get there. We don't know how to make peace. We don't know how to cure cancer. We don't know. And when we come to that place, it's as though we're standing at the edge of a cliff. And we can't turn back because there's nothing behind us. And yet we're afraid to jump off the cliff and fly. And so we stand at the edge of a cliff and we pray, we hope that someone will be big enough, wise enough, smart enough, strong enough to save us from this terrible place that we find ourselves. And so in many places in the world, many, many people are looking for that strong man who will jump in and save us and provide us with all the answers that we can't seem to come up with ourselves. And, of course, the answer doesn't lie in someone who is stronger or wiser or more powerful than we are. The answer lies in our own wisdom and empowerment and strength and creativity and awareness and consciousness. And where do we find that? We won't find it by looking outside of ourselves at our disintegrating world. We will only find it by turning our focus from the outside to the inside, to the depths of our hearts. Because in the depths of our hearts are limitless resources, answers, solutions. Because in the depths of our heart, we find the still small voice, the stillness of the limitless divine.
Wow. So, philosophy turns into politics sometimes, as you seem to indicate, and then that sends us outward where we really need to come back inward.
Yes, and again, we always need to remind ourselves that there really is no separation, that the inside and the outside are one, just as you and I are one, just as we and the Russian army and the Ukrainian army and the Israelis and Hamas, and we are one. We are one. And
that's why the subtitle of Radical Loving is One God, One World, One People. This is Spirit Talk Live. I'm here with my holy wife, Ellen Kaufman Dossick, the world master teacher and practitioner of the psycho-spiritual therapy Soul Memory Discovery, and the channel author of the internet publication Cosmic Times. We, by the way, have an open line today, so if you'd like to talk to us, it's 800-555-5453. 800-555-5453 if you'd like to comment or ask a question. This is Spirit Talk Live. I'm Rabbi Wayne Dossick, along with Ellen Kaufman Dossick. We'll be back after these messages, as always, inviting you to come on the journey. Join in the quest.
In sacred literature and the Bible, God is known by many names. However, which name for God embodies the spiritual wholeness and essence of God? Discover The Real Name of God is a new book by Rabbi Wayne Dossick. He explores and finds the real name of God. Why is that important? Because the name of God unites all religions and is embedded within us. Get The Real Name of God at your favorite bookstore or online at Amazon.com. The ideas in this book can be world-changing. The Real Name of God by Rabbi Wayne Dossick.
When you're looking for bedding, department store prices can shock you. Well, be shocked no more. Sell steak cheap, not cheap steak. That's the motto of Anna's Linens. Although they don't sell steak, they do sell the best bedding, bath, and home decor items. They strive to provide their merchandise at extreme value to their customers, and they do it. Great everyday prices on everything and military discounts. Plus, if you visit them online, they have clearance items and internet specials. Visit them online now at HealthyLife.net's advertiser page.
Save the Animals Today offers a respectable retirement and end-of-life experience for all the horses that have been abandoned as they age. Not a day goes by that people don't call Save the Animals Today looking for a place for their horses. Patty and the folks at Save the Animals Today do their best to bring as many horses as they possibly can to beautiful Dudette Ranch to love them and care for them. Dudette Ranch is a special place. Horses and other farm animals enjoy the peaceful sanctuary of the lovely hills north of San Diego. Volunteers of all ages come to interact with and take care of these wonderful creatures. Older folks who had horses when they were growing up and now have some free time especially enjoy helping around the barn with animals who want the extra attention. Save the Animals Today would like to provide shelter for every farm animal who needs rescue. Right now, there's a waiting list. Dudette Ranch needs your help. The horses need your help. You can help these magnificent animals by making a tax-deductible donation to Save the Animals Today. $25 will make a difference, and $25 a month will mean another older horse will enjoy its older years, loved and cared for. If you want to help even more, visit the website at www.savetheanimalstoday.org.
Music, information, and friends. HealthyLife.net.
This is Spirit Talk Live. I'm Rabbi Wayne Dossick, along with my holy wife, Ellen Kaufman Dossick, talking about these cosmic times. Ellen is the world master of the psycho-spiritual therapy Soul Memory Discovery and the channel author of the internet publication the Cosmic Times, and we're talking about what's going on in this world today. So Ellen, in order to go inside, we have to have courage. encourage is not something that, you know, we think about the knights in shining armor and going to war and all those kinds of things. But what is internal courage to go deep into our hearts?
So you're right. It does take courage to go inside to the heart space. Why? Because for eons of time throughout history, we have been taught to never listen to the promptings of your heart, that listening to the promptings of your heart only gets you in trouble. And so to focus on the outside, because if you focus on the outside, then you can survive. Then you can see danger coming, and you can do something about it. You can deal with the facts at hand. You can take care of your life. You can be productive. Blah. But the real reason that we've been told over and over again to never trust the promptings of your heart is because if we trusted the promptings of our hearts, we would be empowered. Because the promptings of our hearts arise from the truths of our essence, and our essential nature is of the divine. And so if we were to trust the knowing of our heart, then we would be empowered to lead our life in accordance with the truth of the divine. And that would threaten and disempower then all the men who have been in power and have used all of us over the centuries to become richer and wealthier and stay in power.
Men such as kings,
yes,
and monarchs, and
yes,
politicians, and
yes,
landowners,
and church,
clergy.
That's right.
And
that's right. That's right. Exactly. So we have been taught never, never trust the knowing of your heart. So you're right. It does take courage to go in and finally disregard all that teaching over all the centuries and the terrible things that would happen to us if we dared to listen to the truth of our knowing and actually listen to our hearts. But the word courage is from the French cœur, meaning heart. And so the only place that we find courage is in the heart. In fact, the word literally, courage, literally means the state of the heart. And if we were to listen to the promptings of our hearts, if we were to listen to our own divine knowing and align ourselves with the love light that is flowing limitlessly in our hearts, we would begin to develop that very elusive but necessary quality that we need, which is faith. That is, we would begin to have faith in ourselves. And when we begin to have faith in ourselves, we no longer stand on the edge of that cliff hoping and begging for a Deus Ex Machina to come in and save us. And because we know then that we can fly. And it's time to fly. So you know, it's a very interesting thing. Many, many, many people now are finding that they can no longer listen to the news, that they have to turn off the TV, they have to turn off their news items on their phones, because they just can't take in any more chaos and disorganization and disruption and disintegration and confusion and despair and hopelessness. They can't take it in anymore. And the only place then to go is inside. And so many people are finding that they're being forced to turn from the outside to the inside, and hopefully it will be contagious. And more and more and more of us disregard what looks like the end of the world in many ways on the outside and begin to listen to the truth, the love light, the grace that is waiting for us in our hearts to empower us and strengthen us and give us hope.
You talk about having to have faith. And faith is, in many ways, as you put it, hope. In these kinds of days, how is it possible to have hope in the face of such tragedies and things over which we have no control? I mean, look at the fires in California and the floods in Florida and the heat in the Midwest. Those things we have absolutely no control over.
Well, as you know, we do have control over those things, and we can take the steps on a very large level to begin to heal our earth and provide her with what she needs. But that takes us back into politics. The energetic, spiritual response has to do with the nature of the divine. So imagine that the full divine, the unified divine masculine and divine feminine, God, is without end love light. There is ongoing light and ongoing love, and it flows and it recreates all of creation in every nano moment. That is, God is godding 100% of the time, and we are godded, and everything is godded because God is godding every moment, every nano moment. And so all of creation is simply the overflow of God's love light.
And when we come back with Ellen,
and God is perfect. Therefore, all of this, at some level, must be perfect.
We'll talk about whether it is perfect or not in terms of our own lives versus the greater good and the greater whole. When we come back, this is Spirit Talk Live. I'm Rabbi Wayne Dossick, along with my holy wife, the Holy Rebbetzin, Ellen Kaufman Dossick, who is the world master of soul memory discovery and the internet, channel author of the internet publication, The Cosmic Times. This is Spirit Talk Live. We'll be back after these messages.
In sacred literature and the Bible, God is known by many names. However, which name for God embodies the spiritual wholeness and essence of God? Discover The Real Name of God is a new book by Rabbi Wayne Dossick. He explores and finds the real name of God. Why is that important? Because the name of God unites all religions and is embedded within us. Get The Real Name of God at your favorite bookstore or online at Amazon.com. The ideas in this book can be world-changing. The Real Name of God by Rabbi Wayne Dossick.
1972, Sur La Table opened in Seattle, selling hard-to-find kitchen items, and now they have 55 stores nationwide, offering kitchen tools from around the world to prepare any cuisine. Sur La Table has a full range of houseware and kitchen products, even books and food. Visit a Sur La Table store, or better yet, for faster service, go to thehealthylife.net's advertiser page and click on Sur La Table. With the best products, gift cards, and sale items, you can be on your way to being a first-class cook right now.
Do you wonder what is happening in our world? Do you wonder what the forces of the universe are doing to us? Is your life affected by the ebb and flow of events over which you seem to have little control? The answers to these questions and more can be found in the internet publication Cosmic Times, Spiritual News You Can Use, a bi-monthly channel transmission from Ellen Kaufman Dossick. Since 1994, the Cosmic Times has offered detailed information about what is happening energetically in our cosmos and how we can best support the emerging consciousness within ourselves and our world. Many people feel like the Cosmic Times keeps them sane in a seemingly crazy world, lifts their vibrations, and supports their continuing growth and expansion. You can subscribe to the Cosmic Times by going to the website www.soulmemorydiscovery.com. Join the thousands who benefit from the wisdom and insights in the Cosmic Times and receive spiritual news you can use. www.soulmemorydiscovery.com.
Information, entertainment, worldwide. HealthyLife.net.
Spirit Talk Live, we're back. Welcome, welcome. So I want to remind you, we do have an open line, 800-555-5453. 800-555-5453. I get the privilege of talking to Ellen all the time. After all, we live together. But you don't get the privilege of talking to Ellen that often, unless you make an appointment with her for a soul memory session or some other issue. But free for nothing, you get to talk to Ellen. You get to talk to Ellen today. So if you'd like to talk to her, 800-555-5453. Ellen, you were talking about
the perfection of the divine. So, yes, in the moment, it may not seem so perfect. It may seem excruciating, painful, and just too hard even to go on. And so God looks cruel, and life looks cruel, but the reality is that the divine is eternal, and our souls are eternal, and we go on forever and ever and ever and ever without end. And so, like in any really good novel, there are chapters that are very painful, even scary, and somehow it makes the resolution of those difficult times more beautiful and richer and deeper and higher. And any great symphony is there are measures and measures and measures of discord and painful musical notes and hard rhythms. And without these, we wouldn't have a beautiful piece of music. We would have elevator music. And so it's the conflict that can bring forward the beautiful, beautiful harmonies and that we find in the resolution.
Let us not offend the elevator music people. Now and then, the music in the elevator is at least worthwhile in some moments.
Never. We disagree. And so, you know, that this is a painful time is the small. It's not even the blink of an eye in the extent of eternity. And we all know about growing pains. And when we're teenagers and we grow 6 inches in a summer, we can remember perhaps how uncomfortable that was and how our joints hurt and our bones hurt and our skin hurt and every bit of us was miserable. And we grew 6 inches. And this is a period of a transition, of massive, massive transition, the biggest transition humankind has encountered since the fall from oneness consciousness when we left the Garden of Eden eons and eons and eons ago. This is a massive transition, and massive transitions have many, many, many different periods of growing pains. And so this is a period in which we're growing and learning and developing and evolving, and it's hard. And it's happening because we're up for it, and it's time, and it's in front of us, and we are strong enough to take those next steps and next steps and next steps that are directly in front of us, and we're doing it. And every time we take the next step, we can just pat ourselves on the back and see how far we've grown and how much bigger and deeper and richer and more expanded we have become.
And this leap is taking place because of the manifestation of the feminine to counter the history of masculine dominance. Yes.
Well, it's time. So we take in breaths and out breaths, and we can imagine anthropomorphically that the full divine breathes in a similar way, but the in breaths and out breaths are much longer, thousands and thousands of years. And so when the full divine is in an out-breath, the creation experiences the great non-energy, the masculine energy of out-breath and moving forward. And in that period of time, then, it is the masculine principle that is predominant. But beginning in 1996, in our lifetime, 1996, for many of us, our lifetime, that out-breath was complete, and God began the great in-breath. And the in-breath, of course, that contraction is felt on this earth plane and throughout all of creation as the yang energy, the yin energy, the great feminine energy. And in this period of time, these next thousands of years, the feminine energy becomes more present on this, and we feel it on this earth plane. And just as we talk about the masculine energy being predominant, we talk about the feminine energy being a growing awareness of the matrix that unites and connects all of us in oneness. Matrix is a Latin word, and in English it means womb, the uterus. And so we can imagine that this matrix holds all that is. Just like an infinitely immense womb has the capacity to hold all. And indeed, the feminine energy is an inclusive energy, meaning that the full masculine is also included in this. And so when we have the presence, the full presence of the divine feminine and the full presence of the divine masculine, we have the opportunity not only for their synergy together to increase one another, but their unification. So where does separation arise from? Separation arises from the original separation of the divine masculine and the divine feminine. And
we'll, when we come back with Ellen, we'll find out how this separation that has marked the entire history of humankind is maybe coming to an end, and what we can do to help that happen. This is Spirit Talk Live. I'm Rabbi Wayne Dossick, along with Ellen Kaufman Dossick, my holy wife and the world master teacher and practitioner of the psycho-spiritual therapy Soul Memory Discovery, and the channel author of the internet publication The Cosmic Times. We'll find out how you can subscribe to the Cosmic Times when we come back also, right after these messages. This is Spirit Talk Live.
In sacred literature and the Bible, God is known by many names. However, which name for God embodies the spiritual wholeness and essence of God? Discover The Real Name of God is a new book by Rabbi Wayne Dossick. He explores and finds the real name of God. Why is that important? Because the name of God unites all religions and is embedded within us. Get The Real Name of God at your favorite bookstore or online at Amazon.com. The ideas in this book can be world-changing. The Real Name of God by Rabbi Wayne Dossick.
One of the best things about the technology available today is being able to listen to HealthyLife.net on the go or while I'm at work. Typically, headphones or earphones are required, and let's face it, sometimes they break or get worn out or lost. To find my latest solution to this, I found the Earphone Solutions website while browsing the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. There are plenty of options from basic inexpensive on-the-go earphones to studio-quality headphones for when I really have time to enjoy everything from rock to Bach. Earphone Solutions on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Rabbi Dr. Wayne Dossick is the award-winning author of 8 best-selling books. Living Judaism, The Complete Guide to Jewish Belief, Tradition, and Practice is now a classic, used in synagogues, churches, seminaries, and universities throughout the country as the basic introduction to Judaism text, and in homes as the perfect one-volume reference to Jewish faith and observance. 20-Minute Kabbalah, co-written with his wife Ellen Kaufman Dossick, uses Tree of Life mysticism to offer a daily personal spiritual practice that brings you to God, your soul knowing, and your heart's desires. The accompanying audio CD, angelically sung by cantor Kathy Robbins, guides you through all the sweet and holy chants. These and other fine books by Rabbi Dossick, including When Life Hurts and Soul Judaism, are available at Amazon.com. For more information about Indigo Children, visit the website www.soulbysoul.com. And for more information about Kabbalah, visit the website www.20minutekabbalah.com. Let Wayne Dossick's books expand your knowledge and enrich your life.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
Talk Live. I'm Rabbi Wayne Dossick, along with my holy wife, Ellen Kaufman Dossick. Ellen.
And so, it's an old story. Earth originally was in her Garden of Eden state, her fifth-dimensional consciousness, and the problem was that human beings didn't understand that there could be anything different, and so they were not going to grow in consciousness because they had everything that they needed. They didn't need to learn anything, and God was lonely. And so God decided that it would be a better thing for humankind to move from fifth-dimensional oneness consciousness of the Garden of Eden to the third dimension of experience in which we have been living for so many eons. And so literally the earth fell from grace and we moved into third dimension, which is much denser, and we forgot the oneness and we forgot the holiness of every single person, being, thing, moment, and we moved into the state of separation. And for that to happen, God had to absent God's self from this earth plane. Otherwise, humans would not have to choose separation because God would always be present. And when God made that decision to absent God's self from this earth plane, the divine feminine, the Shekhinah, was so heartbroken that human beings would not have access, easy access to any divine, that she made the decision to separate herself from the divine masculine in order to stay and remain with humankind in its journey through 3D. And, of course, it wasn't permanent. She missed the divine masculine, and he missed her so much that she would rejoin him once a week every Sabbath and then return to humankind on this earth plane. But that separation of the divine masculine and the divine feminine was the first separation that gave rise to every other separation. And, of course, separation is the root of all evil. It is the cause, the primal cause of all evil. And so what has come since 1987 and the harmonic convergence is an increase in consciousness on this earth plane that humankind has worked very hard to raise its vibration and remember its own divinity and the divinity of everyone and everything. And with that, we are now approaching a state where oneness consciousness becomes a possibility. And with the return of the possibility of oneness consciousness, the divine masculine can begin to rejoin the divine feminine here on earth. And so what's been happening for a long time is that the divine masculine has been in a rapprochement, a reapproaching of earth and coming closer and closer and closer. And in 2 days we have the the solstice, the June solstice, the longest day of the year. And this is an incredible day because it marks a turning point. As of June 20th, 21st, the divine masculine will be more than 50% present once again on this earth plane. And with this, we begin to see the reunification of the divine masculine with the divine feminine.
Wait, don't we need more than 50% of the divine feminine?
The divine feminine has always been here. She's already fully present here.
And so what's the good news about 50% of the divine masculine?
With more than 50% of the divine masculine presence, the governance changes from human beings taking all their direction from the outside and moving into a governance of the heart. So that at the end of this week, we will begin to turn from the outside to the knowing of the love light and the limitless divinity that resides in our heart space, because it is in our heart space that we find the reunification of the divine masculine and the divine feminine.
Well,
How about that?
How about that? That's really something.
And with that, then, arrives something on this earth plane that we haven't witnessed really in a full way ever, and that is the presence of a third major trait belonging to the divine masculine. So the divine feminine has always carried the immense qualities of abundance, power, and grace. But the divine masculine, as we have known it so far, has only carried the immense qualities of love and creation. And indeed, those are huge. But there is a third quality that comes with his more than 50% presence here, and that is the quality of justice. And justice, if we could define it, we would define it as compassion at the level of the collective. It is the capacity for courts, for example, to cast the die, which is what the word justice actually means, casting the die in the direction of greater and greater love light, which enables humankind to continue its evolution toward greater and greater love light on this earth plane.
And here it comes.
And so, we have a lot to look forward to and a lot of work that lies step by step in front of us as we each move into a great initiation that will take us into larger versions of ourselves and so into the oneness consciousness of fifth dimension.
Well, Ellen, this has been absolutely fascinating and hopeful.
Yes.
So we have much to look forward to. This has been an incredible morning with Ellen Kaufman Dossing, my holy wife, and the master practitioner and teacher of the psychospiritual therapy Soul Memory Discovery. If they want to find you or subscribe to the Cosmic Times, Ellen, very quickly.
It is www.soulmemorydiscovery.com.
Soulmemorydiscovery.com. You can make an appointment with Ellen, and you can subscribe to the Cosmic Times. So thank you for being here.
Thank you.
As always, thank you to Doc Collins for our extraordinary theme song and the wonderful folks at HealthyLife.net, Linda McKenzie, the visionary founder, and Jay Cruz, the extraordinary producer, who makes Spirit Talk Live part of the HealthyLife.net family. Next month, which will be, as always, the third Wednesday of the month, July 17th, an encore presentation of Radical Loving, the celebration of the publication of the book Radical Loving. Until then, friends, be good and do good. Be sweet and be holy. Tune your awareness to oneness consciousness, for in oneness consciousness, you are sourced. To strive for the recognition and the reality of one God, one world, one people, the power and the promise of Eden on earth once again. That's why we invite you this month and every month to come on the journey, join in the quest. I'm Rabbi Wayne Dossick. This is Spirit Talk Live. Until next month, Shalom, Salam, Pax, Peace.